Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Wednesday, June 4, 2025.
Rising debt concerns among G7 nations. Government debt is climbing to alarming levels in major economies, particularly among the G7 nations. The United States, Japan, the United Kingdom, France, and Italy are facing increasing scrutiny as their financial situations evolve. Recently, Moody's downgraded the U.S. credit rating, raising concerns among investors after a significant sell-off in U.S. bonds. President Donald Trump's proposed tax and spending plan could add around $3.3 trillion to the national debt by 2034, making investors cautious. In Japan, public debt has soared to more than double the size of its economy, the highest among developed nations. The Bank of Japan is seeing its bond holdings decline for the first time in 16 years. Meanwhile, the United Kingdom's debt is nearing 100% of its gross domestic product, prompting Finance Minister Rachel Reeves to prepare for a multi-year spending review. France has seen a drop in the risk premium for its debt, while Prime Minister François Bayrou is set to announce a plan to cut the deficit. Italy is experiencing improvements in creditworthiness, with its budget deficit projected to decrease significantly. Overall, the rising debt levels across these G7 nations are causing anxiety in financial markets, as investors closely watch how policymakers navigate these challenges.
Kazuo Ueda signals possible interest rate hike at Bank of Japan. Kazuo Ueda, the governor of the Bank of Japan, has suggested a possible increase in interest rates if there are clear signs of economic growth and rising prices. He confirmed that the bank will continue to reduce its large bond buying program even after the current plan ends in March 2026, marking a gradual shift away from its ultra-easy monetary policy. Ueda expressed concerns about how higher tariffs from the United States could negatively impact Japan's economy, affecting exports and corporate profits. He noted that these tariffs might also influence winter bonuses and wage talks for Japanese companies. Despite these challenges, Ueda is optimistic about a rebound in economic and wage growth, which could support consumer spending. In January 2025, the bank raised short-term interest rates to 0.5%, believing Japan was close to its inflation target of 2%. However, growth forecasts were lowered in May due to the economic effects of U.S. tariffs and high food prices. As of April 2025, Japan's headline inflation reached 4.6%, significantly above the target. A recent Reuters poll showed that most economists expect the bank to keep rates steady through September, with some predicting a hike by the end of the year. The upcoming policy meeting on June 16th and 17th will address the bond tapering plan and outline a new program for April 2026, amid concerns over Japan's financial health and declining demand from domestic investors.
Ukraine's military restructuring announcement. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a bold move on June 3, 2025, announcing a major military reorganization following a deadly attack by Russian forces. Major General Mykhailo Drapetyai will now focus solely on military actions as the new commander of joint forces. A new officer will oversee land forces, concentrating on training and recruitment. Zelensky also appointed Olo Apostle to lead the paratroopers and Robert Bravdy to manage unmanned systems. This reorganization aims to improve the military's effectiveness and implement successful strategies from elite brigades. These changes highlight Ukraine's commitment to modernizing its defense amid ongoing threats. What does this mean for the future of Ukraine's military?
Charges against Chinese nationals for smuggling dangerous germ. Two Chinese nationals, Zunyong Liu and Yinqing Jian, are facing serious charges from the U.S. Department of Justice for illegally transporting a harmful germ called Fusarium graminearum into the United States. This fungus can devastate crops, causing billions in financial losses worldwide each year. Liu allegedly brought the germ into the country while visiting Jian in July 2024, claiming it was for research at the University of Michigan. Their communications reveal plans to ship biological materials, raising alarms about public safety. FBI Special Agent Chavor Yia Gibson highlighted the significant threat this poses. This case raises urgent concerns about health safety and its impact on U.S.-China relations, emphasizing the need for stricter rules on international biological research. What does this mean for our future safety and global cooperation?
Cornelis Networks launches OmniPath technology for AI chips. Cornelis Networks, a groundbreaking company created from Intel in 2020, has unveiled its cutting-edge OmniPath networking technology. This innovative system connects up to 500,000 artificial intelligence chips, addressing a vital challenge in AI data centers where existing networks struggle to keep pace with high-speed data demands. Backed by Intel's venture capital fund, Cornelis aims to boost data flow between AI chips, enhancing productivity in large-scale computing tasks. Initial customers include the U.S. Department of Energy, with shipments expected in the third quarter of 2025. The competitive landscape features major players like NVIDIA, which acquired Mellanox Technologies for $6.9 billion in 2020, along with Broadcom and Cisco Systems, both developing Ethernet-based solutions. Looking ahead, Cornelis plans to release a new version of its chips in 2026 that will seamlessly integrate with Ethernet networks, easing concerns about being locked into one supplier. The launch of OmniPath technology represents a significant leap forward in AI chip networking, crucial for the future of computing as AI continues to grow and transform various industries.
Trump administration cancels emergency abortion guidance. The Trump administration has canceled emergency abortion guidance from Joe Biden's presidency, which require hospitals to provide urgent abortions regardless of state laws. The U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services stated this policy no longer aligns with current practices. Under a law mandating emergency care, hospitals must stabilize patients, but the Biden administration insisted that doctors perform necessary abortions in emergencies, even in states where it's banned. The political climate around abortion rights has become increasingly divisive, especially after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. Recently, the Trump administration allowed Idaho to enforce its near-total abortion ban during medical emergencies. This change raises serious concerns about women's access to critical health care and could confuse providers about their legal responsibilities. What does this mean for women's rights in America?
SpaceX's projected revenue and innovations. Elon Musk, the CEO of SpaceX, has revealed that the company expects to generate around $15.5 billion in revenue for 2025, far exceeding NASA's budget of about $1.1 billion for the same year. This showcases SpaceX's growing influence in the commercial space sector. Known for its groundbreaking rocket systems, SpaceX's 400-foot Starship is vital for future missions, including sending humans to Mars. The company has significantly cut launch costs with its reusable Falcon 9 and Falcon Heavy rockets. In 2024, SpaceX achieved a remarkable 134 Falcon launches and aims to surpass that with a target of 170 launches this year. A major driver of its revenue is Starlink, SpaceX's satellite internet service, which is now breaking even. Starlink seeks to provide global broadband internet through a network of satellites, improving connectivity in underserved areas. Operating from Starbase in Boca Chica, Texas, SpaceX is leading the way in the aerospace industry, marking a new era where private companies are competing with government agencies in space exploration.
Trump administration proposes changes to federal employee dismissal procedures. The Trump administration has announced a plan to simplify how federal employees can be fired for misconduct. This proposal, introduced by the U.S. Office of Personnel Management, or OPM, aims to make it easier for agencies to handle serious cases like tax evasion or leaking sensitive information. Under the new rules, OPM would have just 5 days to decide if termination is necessary, speeding up the process. Since January 2025, the administration has focused on reducing the federal workforce, leading to significant layoffs. However, unions and advocacy groups are challenging these changes, arguing they could threaten job safety for federal workers. A 30-day public comment period is now open, inviting citizens to share their thoughts on these proposed changes.
Kremlin meeting update. The Kremlin has announced that a meeting between Russian President Vladimir Putin, former U.S. President Donald Trump, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is unlikely to happen anytime soon. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov stated that while President Putin is open to high-level talks, such a gathering should only take place after detailed agreements are reached. Recently, Russian and Ukrainian delegations met in Istanbul, where they arranged a notable prisoner swap and discussed important social concerns, along with plans to address the ongoing tensions in Ukraine. Peskov emphasized that immediate breakthroughs shouldn't be expected and noted that Moscow is awaiting Kiev's response to the proposed peace plan. This situation traces back to the ongoing struggle that began in 2014 with Russia's annexation of Crimea and escalated in February 2022 with Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The potential meeting between these leaders could significantly influence international relations and the future of the conflict. What could this mean for global stability?
Israeli airstrikes in southern Syria. On June 4, 2025, Israeli warplanes launched powerful airstrikes on military positions in southern Syria, specifically targeting sites in Quneitra and Dara provinces. This action followed reports of a projectile fired from Dara towards the Golan Heights, which is occupied by Israel. A group monitoring human rights in Syria reported blasts in Quneitra and nearby areas, including Izra and Tel al-Mal. The strikes focused on the 175th Regiment base, marking a major increase in tensions in a region that had seen months of calm. The Syrian government stated it could not confirm the projectile's origin and emphasized it posed no threat to anyone in the area. Earlier that night, Israeli drones were spotted over the Yarmouk Basin, a known stronghold for militant groups. This incident marks the first artillery fire from southern Syria toward Israel since December. The Syrian Foreign Affairs authorities condemned the airstrikes as a breach of sovereignty, warning that such actions could further destabilize the region.
Trump's emergency powers to boost U.S. mineral production. President Donald Trump is using urgent authority to bypass certain legal requirements under the Defense Production Act. This move aims to ramp up the production of essential minerals in the U.S., like lithium, cobalt, and rare earth elements, which are crucial for technology and defense. With trade tensions heating up with China, which has recently halted exports of these vital minerals, concerns about supply interruptions are rising. Trump's decision is part of a broader strategy to reduce U.S. dependence on foreign sources for these materials. Earlier this year, he invoked the Defense Production Act to support domestic production, allowing projects over $50 million to skip congressional approval and speed up processes. Professor John Paul Helveston from George Washington University highlights that U.S. investments in these minerals are vital to address weaknesses created by China's trade policies. While this initiative could lead to faster production and job creation, it also raises important questions about ecological rules and their impact on local communities. What does this mean for the future of technology in America?
Gaza Humanitarian Foundation halts aid distribution. The Gaza Humanitarian Foundation has decided to stop aid distribution in Gaza after a tragic incident where many Palestinians lost their lives while seeking help. They are calling on the Israeli military to improve safety for civilians around their sites and to provide clearer guidance to avoid confusion. The military has marked these areas as dangerous, warning people to stay away. The situation in Gaza has worsened significantly due to a blockade lasting 11 weeks, leading to a looming hunger crisis. Meanwhile, the United Nations Security Council is set to vote on a ceasefire to allow humanitarian access. Ongoing conflict has severely hindered aid efforts, making urgent action more critical than ever.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.